And we are back on the Rocky Mountain Review. I'm your host, Ren Wadsworth.
And I'm Maximus Hunter. We just heard from Ren about what the local news is, and now we are going to be sitting down with Darius, the rapper. Can we play that clip one more time?
Heck yeah, we can. I already have it queued up because I thought that would be a great idea.
Awesome.
Yeah, new days, riding old waves, play the game with no saves, miss the bull like Olay, five rings like Kobe, Green Bay cause I'm a G, now I'm just in GMC, now I spit and I bring the heat, put y'all in slides to see defeat.
All right, that was Darius. Do you want to introduce yourself a little bit since you're here in studio?
Yeah, well, like you said, my name is Darius, born and raised Denver, Colorado. Just here, my friend Max, we've been friends for about 10 years or so, you know, we didn't really count, but he invited me to the show, so I'm here.
Yeah, man. You know, I last saw you in middle school, and now you're making great music.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah, I'm definitely trying for sure.
Yeah. So your last album was Cold Nights, which came out in January. Mm-hmm. And I know on all like your Spotify and SoundCloud, that's the only release that you have available. But you've had some releases before that, right?
Yeah. So before that, I was kind of more like on SoundCloud. So like any of the older stuff is probably on SoundCloud, all the mixtapes and stuff. So Cold Nights was like my first official release, you know, once I finally got comfortable with my style and my music and everything.
Yeah, I remember the this was a long time ago. There was a Darius versus Dizzy one where you kind of had like a couple, you know, you had the Dizzy style and you had the Darius style kind of battling it out.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was like, I don't even know, like 2012?
A long time ago.
Yeah, it was a minute ago,
that was
for
a really
sure.
Long time ago.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, which actually is a great segue into our next question. How long have you been doing this for?
Honestly, I started right after middle school, like just going into high school. So, altogether, maybe about seven years.
Nice.
I started writing at first, and then after that, I started actually finding, you know, my ability to, you know, make lyrics and put it to a beat, and then I just got kind of did that over time and got better. So
you're really good now.
Yeah, no, I've had a lot of practice, so I appreciate that.
So what kind of inspired you to become a rapper and a musician?
So my mom actually played like a lot of rap growing up, and I actually didn't like rap like at all when I first like started listening to it. But over the years, like my favorite rappers are like Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, Logic, you know, those kind of guys. After I saw how they expressed themselves in their music and everything, it kind of made me want to start to do that because I was like, wow, this is like really good. Like music is one of the things that makes the world go around. So getting into that, you know, I started writing a little bit just for fun, and then I started getting good at it, and then I kind of just fell in love with it from there, you know?
Yeah, so you write your own lyrics. Do you also make your own beats?
So for the beats, I've made a few beats. None of them are on the album, but I make some here and there. Usually I hit up different producers just to see. I usually don't do just one producer just because, you know, sometimes I need a different sound from different people. So I kind of just ask different producers. They kind of send me stuff, and I kind of go from there. Sometimes I find beats even on YouTube and I'm like, oh, this sounds really good. And I, you know, ask them like, hey, is this available? Can I lease this? Can I buy it? And, you know, it works like that really, you know, especially starting out, you always want to try to open yourself up to lots of possibilities. So
definitely. So when you find a beat you like, do you write to the beat or do you try and match it with something you already have written?
Actually, so I usually try to write to the beat, but sometimes if I'm like stuck or if I like, no, I have another verse that would match this style. Because I have a lot of verses in my phone that are just like there. Like they're not in any songs or anything.
I feel that. I write a lot of just random songs in my phone sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah. So sometimes I'm like, you know what? I think I have something that'll match this. So I'll take like a piece of older verse and put it into the new one and kind of flow it in there. And it kind of helps fill in the gaps sometimes when you're like kind of stuck, you know. But for the most part, I kind of write them all in a session or two, you know.
Yeah. Nice. So speaking of writing, like, can you kind of speak to what your writing process looks like?
Yeah, so mine is actually, I don't want to say, like, really, like, long, but for me, once I hear the beat and I'll listen to it, I'll actually, like, sit there and mumble before I even start writing it. Like, I'll just start mumbling different, like, words or whatever. That's really how I get the flow of the song, you know, like, how I want it to sound, even before I start writing. Like, I just do that. I'll sit in my car or have my headphones in and I'll just sit there and just like, you know, just kind of mumble, trying to get the sound. Then after that, I kind of start, I don't know, I just kind of start writing and see, I think about what I want the song to be about. I'm really good at punchlines, so that's like really my thing. So it was because my vocabulary is really nice and like my creativity is really nice. So when I write, I kind of just go off of the top. I don't really stress on it too much. I just kind of flow, just kind of like throw it all out there. And eventually you get in a rhythm when you find the topic that you want. And then you kind of just go from there, you know?
So you said your specialty was punchlines. Mm-hmm. Could you give us an example of a good punchline?
Let me think. like even the snippet that you played, you know, like the way it even starts out, you know, like new days, right at old ways, play the game with no saves, miss the bull like Ole, you know, five rings, like just like how that kind of flows, you know, like
The Green Bay, because I'm a G. That one,
yeah, exactly.
Me as, like a pretty great punchline.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, I don't really have like a process for those either. It kind of just comes off the top. Sometimes I'll be sitting in the most random place, and I'll just think of something like creative. Like I'll look at something and just be like, "Huh, what if I made it like this, or what if I kind of worded it like this?" And then that's how I get my punchlines. You know,
because you do. You have a very I want to say you have a very clever verse. Like mm-hmm. a lot of your punchlines, like I'll hear and I'll go like, "Oh my god, that's like, that's brilliant."
Yeah.
Do you like do anything special while you write? Do you have like a you know like a chair or a song or a mantra? I don't know.
Yeah. No. Sometimes I don't know. Like usually when I'm writing my songs, I usually just be kind of like in a place where I can focus. You know, somewhere it doesn't have to be like quiet. You know, but just like somewhere I can like sit down and just write. And more times than not, when I come up with punchlines, I'll think of something that's like relevant or something that's like new or something that people talk about a lot, something that's really like that everybody knows about, you know, like you don't want to make punchlines that are really hard to figure out because then nobody gets it. And then if you have to explain the punchline, you know, it kind of just doesn't really, it's not really
not
a punchline. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. So I'll think of something that's like relevant to most people that listen to me or most people in general. And then I'll try to find something clever within that to make a punchline. So there's not really a special way to do it. I kind of just, you know, I've kind of mastered how to do that, you know, just over time.
Nice.
Yeah, those clever punchlines I think have become more and more popular in rap over the years, and I think they're really interesting to listen to. Like Macklemore's one of my favorite rappers.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's not like a super
I get that.
Yeah, but he has that line that like there's layers to this ish player, tiramisu, and I love that line. But so do you think any like rappers have kind of inspired your style or your flow or anything like that?
It's funny, my so the dude that's actually like mastering my album and mixing it, because I go to Switchboard Studios. I just switched from there, from my home studio to them just this year. But he asked me, he was like, who's your favorite rapper? And I usually tell people Drake, because Drake is my favorite rapper. J. Cole's second, of course. So I kind of think that I'm like, I try to be like a hybrid of those two, you know, like have like the flow and confidence of Drake, but then also kind of try to keep it real.
Yeah, you don't have the content of Drake.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he said, though. He was like, so where do you get your punchlines? Because you don't get it from Drake.
Yeah,
because Drake has a few, but he doesn't have it
it's
like
not
that.
Really what he's known for.
Yeah, no. So I don't know. In terms of like inspiring punchlines, like I think one of the best punchline rappers is like Lil Wayne, I guess.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Lil Wayne, man, he says some stuff sometimes that I'll only hear like the fifth time I hear the song.
Yeah,
I'll
no,
be like,
seriously.
What?
I'm in the shower and I'm like, no way,
I
what?
I can't believe he just said that.
Yeah, no, for real. So I'm not really sure. Like I said, even with my favorite rappers, none of them are like really punchline heavy. And I think I wanted to stand out because of that. I didn't want to sound like my favorite rappers. But instead kind of like take everything I know from them, take like a piece of Drake, piece of J. Cole, piece of Kendrick, and put it all into one person. So my punchlines really stands out. And like when people hear a song, the wow factor is like my big thing. So like when people hear a song and they're like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, did he just say that? Or did he really mean that? Like, that's what makes me stand out. So I really like, that's my style. That's what I like to do. So
I think it works for you. I've had some friends definitely be like, whoa.
Yeah, no, that's good. That wow factor is definitely what you want.
Yeah. So you've been playing some shows in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been enjoying them? The audience has been good?
Yeah, no, actually my last one was amazing. I did, it's been a while just because I've been working on the new album, but that last show that I did, the energy was crazy. Like people were jumping up and down. I have a live video on my Facebook, but it was just crazy performing. Everybody was just so hype. Even people I didn't know like that were there were just like,
that's
going
awesome.
Crazy, you know? So that energy that you get when you're like really good and people hear it, like people hear you and they're like, oh yeah, he's good. Like their energy just changes. Like after you perform that first song, they're like, oh, he is good. Let me listen to him some more. And then he's like, oh, wait, he just said this. And then they just get hype. You know what I mean?
That's awesome. So, yeah.
So that's kind of what it is.
people love discovering good music.
Oh, yeah.
So your style is kind of like really fast rap.
Mm-hmm.
Is that hard at all to replicate, like, live performance?
Yeah. So when I perform, like, I actually have to sit and practice a lot of my verses and kind of like mess with them a little bit. Just because, like, for the most part, yeah, like my style is kind of quick, or like on the quicker end of like rap in terms of like rapping nowadays. So when I perform, I have to like either like not necessarily take some words out, but kind of like I have to practice my breaths, basically, because you don't want to like rap really fast and you can't finish it, and then you have to take a breath and now you're on the next line and you're like, oh no, like now it doesn't sound right, you know. So it just takes practice. You have to like know what words to say and what words to like, okay, I don't really need that, but you got to keep the whole core of the verse still there, you know. So it takes a little bit. I have to practice a lot when I perform, but it's overall pretty easy, you know.
Have you ever gotten tongue-tied?
I have. Actually, my last show, it was like the last song I was performing. I actually thought I was on the second verse. I started rapping a line from the second verse because they're similar. And yeah, I had to like pause. I was like, I'm glad the music was playing behind me, because I actually had my verse playing for that reason, just in case. But yeah, I've definitely gotten tongue-tied before. So it's, you got to watch out for that. Definitely.
Right on. So let's talk about the new album.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. What's it going to be called?
It's called Dizzy. You know, just real simple.
Perfect.
Real simple. This one is, I think I got 9 songs on there, maybe a skit or two. So about 10 tracks altogether.
Nice. And you said you were, you weren't producing it at home this time. You're producing in a studio.
Yeah. So, I mean, like the first one I did all myself, but like this time I actually went to the studio. Only because I was just like, I don't feel like doing it this time, you know? And I kind of wanted like a second ear, like with this one, because like this one was like, I was like, this one's going to be the one that's like really popular. Like this one's going to blow up. So,
lucky we got you now though.
Yeah, no, for real. No, I'm always here for sure. I'll come back anytime. But, yeah, the new album, 10 tracks, there's not really from the last one, this one's more focused on me defining myself as a rapper. So you've got like the first half of the album, which is like really like punchline turn up kind of thing, and then it slows down to like, you know, maybe some realer tracks, you know. It kind of shows you both sides
deeper.
Yeah, so it actually goes back to the Dizzy versus Darius concept, where it's like you got like the Dizzy side, it's like really turnt, and then you got the Darius side, it's kind of like chill and something you could drive home at night to, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah,
that's really exciting.
Definitely.
You actually just got a text in.
Did I?
Yeah. You did.
Oh.
So they said, and we're trying to find out what their name is,
mm-hmm.
but they said, Darius, you were born great as well as to stand out. You're destined for greatness, and I'll never let you forget it. Keep spitting that fire. Your biggest fan forever.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
so we're
crazy.
Trying to get their name. But until then, that's
I was wondering,
so
do you know
sweet.
Who it is?
I don't. I really don't, actually.
You
that's
didn't tell
amazing.
Anyone to listen in?
I did. I told a lot of people, but I don't know exactly who that is specifically. I'm
wow.
trying to think.
That's so cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, a lot of people were like, yeah, I'm listening. And so I don't know how many are listening in, but, you know, I appreciate
out to
it.
Them.
Right. No, thank you guys for sure.
So as far as the sound of the new album goes, a lot of mm-hmm. a lot of your songs off Cold Nights were, you had a lot of like cool, like piano oriented
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Yeah.
Are you kind of sticking with the same? I mean, you said you're going with a little more of the Dizzy, a little more like
mm-hmm.
lit,
yeah.
you know, intense, faster stuff. Are you going to keep a lot of that same kind of vibe going?
Yeah. So, like when the album first starts out, it's more of like a statement, you know, kind of like when you first hear it, you know, like this album is a statement album. Like the last one for me was, I'm going to drop this so everybody knows I can rap. Like, because before that, I just put stuff on SoundCloud, you know, everybody kind of just does rap here and there, you know, but I was like, I got to take it serious now. So the last album was, oh, he can actually rap. This is actually really good. And now this album's like statement album, like, okay, now this is like, I'm one of the best rappers. Like, that's,
oh, okay.
Yeah, like, it's kind of
like
that. Like, the confidence behind this album is crazy. And it's like, the way I started out is perfect. And then as it goes on, you just like, you don't, like, the people I played it for before I dropped it, they were like, dude, you don't get a break. Like, you start with the first track and then the second track, and then it's like heat.
It just keeps hitting.
And it just keeps hitting. And then it slows down, and you're like, wow, now he can spit real too. You know, it's like he's not just a punchline hype rapper. He can actually get real with it and like relate to people. So
I'm very excited. When's it coming out?
Hopefully by the end of December. Just because it's holiday season, I don't have a date just yet because, you know, distribution companies with all the holiday albums and all that, they kind of get delayed. So, but the last half of my album's getting mastered Friday, I think, tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So hopefully by tomorrow, I can send it off this weekend and then I'll have a date for you guys. But
that's exciting.
Yeah. So hopefully by the end of December, if not like really early January.
Awesome.
But, yeah.
So you talked a little bit about how your new album is all about confidence. And I'm just a little curious if you think that like having confidence and having that attitude is required to be successful in the rap industry. Because I've seen a lot of rappers also, I don't want to say take on that persona, but a lot of their rap also has that kind of like, I am the best rapper.
Well, yeah, like pretty much with anything you do, you have to have that confidence in the entertainment industry, you know, like, and it's like a thin line between like confident and like I don't want to say cocky, but like,
egotistical.
You don't want to be like that, but you also want to make a statement like, I believe that I'm one of the best rappers. You want to back up with evidence. So like, if I say I'm one of the best rappers in Colorado, which is a big statement, I'm not going to say that, but I'm just saying, if I said that, you have to have something to back it up. So I feel like me saying I'm a really good rapper coming out of Denver, and I feel like I'm going to like kind of blow up off of this album, you know, you have to back it up with the album. So I feel like this album is going to show people like, oh, wow, he's not playing this time. Like he's really doing it for real. You know what I mean? So by that, you know, that confidence, I feel like as a rapper, you have to be confident, at least in yourself. You don't have to be overconfident. You don't have to say that you're the best all the time. But
it's a hard thing to do if you're not confident about it.
Exactly. Like, because
really tough.
Rap is confidence. Like everything, even like if you're not talking about anything, like even if you're just rapping about money or women or cars, like those are things that you have to rap about with confidence.
Exactly. No one wants to hear a rapper be like, you know, I dated two girls. I got $6.
Right.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Except for Hobo Johnson.
Yeah. Like, you know, you have to be confident in everything that you do. And that's any style of rap. So, like, even the conscious rap, like, they're confident, you know, like.
Oh, yeah, woke rap.
Yeah, and you can hear it in the voice, too. Like, all the big artists now, they're all confident. There's not one that I'm like, oh, I might be good, maybe, you know, like, no, you don't hear that.
And you don't work that hard if you don't have that kind of confidence.
Exactly. There. If you don't want to be better than everybody else, or if you don't want to be known as one of the best, then you're, you know, what are you working for? You know what I mean?
And writing itself is a tough process.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where a lot of artists like kind of slack off is the writing, you know, because nowadays, like the game's like so saturated, you really can just kind of like get a really good beat and just kind of make like some half lyrics.
Say whatever.
Yeah. And then you can blow up off of that, and that's fine. But like, you know, those are the people that don't necessarily want to be good at, they don't want to be known as a good rapper, they just want to do it for the money.
Well, that's what stood out about your music to me, was I was really impressed just with the lyrics.
That's
really impressive.
That's what I like strive on, is my lyrics. Like I always make sure my beats are really good, but like I always want to make sure my lyrics are just like top notch. Yeah, like anybody who listens to me, like I want them to be like, yeah, he can rap, like he can go, you know what I mean?
All right, you got another text in. Wow. This one says, Dizzy, proud of you, brother. Your confidence is amazing, and you definitely are number one in the state. Been on this grind for a long time since we was in high school. I assume he means high school.
Okay.
Or she enjoyed working with you. BGE on Because of You, My Brother. I love you. G Peso.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's actually on my album. I was like, what?
You're
okay,
like,
yeah. No, for sure, I appreciate it. He said it, not me. But, yeah, no, I appreciate it. I've got a few features on this album as well.
And that first text was from your sister, Alicia.
Ah, okay, I was going to say, I don't know who's listening, but thank you.
Who is my biggest fan?
Right. For sure.
But looking a little more into the future, what's coming up for you in 2020?
So, for me, after I drop this album, I have a couple videos that I'm shooting. I'm actually shooting one next week to push the album, so that's going to be really exciting.
Cool.
After that, like I said, I'm just trying to get the album out there. You know, I'm definitely planning for a couple shows, so I'll definitely hit you guys up with the show dates for that. But
please do.
Really, this year is just kind of pushing the album, pushing both albums really, and kind of just solidifying another step as a rapper. You know what I mean? I don't want to just be a Colorado rapper. I want to be a rapper. You know, I want to be like, oh, I know Darius, and it doesn't matter where they're from. You know what I mean? Like, being local is cool, but like, I want to start branching out and becoming more known, you know, like,
well, there aren't really big rappers from Colorado yet.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. That's really what's going to stand out. That's actually like the pushing point is like, oh, he's from Denver. Denver doesn't really produce a lot of good rappers or a lot of rappers that
at all.
Yeah. You know, because it's not really a music state. So pushing that and they're like, oh, he's from Denver. That just boosted up even more like, oh, no, he's the first rapper that's really, you know. So, yeah, just kind of solidifying my, you know, position, you know, is the biggest thing for me.
Right on.
Yeah.
Do you think if you got a tour opportunity, you'd take it?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, awesome. Oh yeah. Like, I would do that. No question. Like, even a mini tour. I'm actually, somebody actually hit me up with a couple show dates that are outside of the state. So that's pretty cool.
That is exciting.
Yeah. So I'm working on that too. So, I mean, like, even if it's a little mini tour, nothing, you know, like.
Hey, would that be the first time you're doing that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. No, I've done like a lot of shows here, but I haven't done any out of state. So after I get this album out, hopefully I get a couple more opportunities to do that. That would be awesome.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I think we're going to have to wrap up. But if people want some more information about you or where they can find your music, where could they find that information?
So I am on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, all of that kind of stuff. So you can definitely check me out. My name is Deris, D-E-R-I-S, just straight like that. My album Cold Nights is out right now. My new album Dizzy will be out at least by the end of the month or next month, hopefully. But I'll get you guys a date on that. In terms of social media, you can find me on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, at Yep, It's Dizzy, just like that. Facebook, I do have a page on Facebook, is where I usually post all of my updates on shows and videos and all of that kind of stuff. So you can just look up Deris on Facebook, either my personal one or my fan page one. And that's really like the main way to get in contact with me for sure.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Thanks for having me, dog.
It's been awesome. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but then when we come back from the break, we're going to do some campus news. I'll read some campus news, and we'll do that impeachment roundtable.
Right. So if you guys want to participate in that impeachment inquiry, and if you have any opinions about that, go ahead and text us that at 970-491-5278. Once again, that number is 970-491-5278. And if you missed any or part of Deris's interview here at KCSU, that's going to be online tonight. Just go ahead and search the Rocky Mountain Review on KCSUFM.com, and you'll find that interview.
Yeah, you will.
But sweet. Stay tuned for Campus News with Max right after the break.